This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Get old, I've realized, is that in addition to having like all this stuff that I've had now for longer than I would like, you just randomly hurt your back by like taking a step in your house.
Yeah.
And I can't get rid of what is now this searing pain in my back, despite using a lacrosse ball, which is what I usually do. And like, now there's a heating pad. I sound 100 years old, I realize. Like this, in addition to everything else, is not joy.
I would agree with you, except for I'm always been, when I was 13 years old, I threw my back out. Like it was the first time I threw my back out. I was 13. Not 30, 13. And my dad was like, yeah, well, first time for me was like 8. And I was like, oh, great. Thanks.
Oh, wow.
Thanks. You shouldn't be allowed to get mad at somebody for handing you bad genes, but because it's not like it's an actual handoff, but I do resent it. I still find it within my heart because I'm that petty of a person.
No.
To be like, nope, it's your fault.
I think that's totally fair. There are a couple of things that in particular I inherited from my dad, you know, my dad who's no longer with us, that are persistent health problems that I get annoyed by. And it's completely his fault.
Yeah.
So
it's all his fault. And
it's totally genetic. Yeah.
I think if you can't blame your parents for that, then you just have to be mad at the universe. And it's better to isolate those feelings to a specific person than
and
it is to say
they can't control.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's be angry about something they can't control.
Right. I think it's better to have that resentment in your heart than just accept that the universe is against you. Like that
yes.
Deoxyribonucleic acid within you is actually bubbling with, you know, faultiness.
Sure. Yes.
It's funny because you're sick. Are you feeling better today?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I may not. Yes.
Because the way it started, it did not sound like that. I was like, oh boy. Like,
yeah.
Quentin's not here. Logan. Ready to do a show today?
We're ready to go.
My head is still full. I am still like this little germ bubble thing that I'm carrying around with me everywhere, but the fever is gone.
Okay.
That helps a lot. And so. So yeah, the back pain is here.
You don't look as sick. You just sounded very at the very beginning, but I think that was because you were back here and you're like, hey.
I've showered like multiple showers. I got fresh air. I did. A good friend of mine's a pediatrician, and I was like, I'm not trying to use you for your medical knowledge, but I have now done everything I know to do. What else is there?
It's just such a bad radio thing to do because it's been done a million times before, but I'm curious, does anybody have like the nuclear option for a cold? Like, what is that? I don't mean like, what do you do to kind of help yourself? But like because that's chicken noodle soup, showers, all that stuff, fine. I just overdose on zinc.
And I do it with vitamin C.
I
overdose on vitamin C.
I will take like 5 multivitamins in the morning, and then a bunch of vitamin D, and then zinc. And I don't care. I don't know what that's doing to the rest of me. I don't care if it's taking years off of my life because I'm not even kidding. If they said, hey, you're only going to live to 82 instead of 84 because you took too much zinc and all that stuff when you had a cold, but you didn't have any colds. If you could trade off years of your life for something, I think colds would be one of them. I go, okay, so I don't have the worst years of my life at the very end. Big deal.
How have we not come up with a cure or a vaccine for the common cold? We have made medical advances. We put pig parts in people.
Yeah.
Like we have figured out Alzheimer's, not cures, but like we have had major advancements in many areas of science. Why is there still no, even if not a cure, like a pill that would majorly
just make you go away
in 24 hours, make a lot of stuff go away?
I mean,
why is this so difficult?
I hate to be cynical. Science? I hate to be cynical, but who would make this pill? Who would make this vaccine?
Well, it's going to cost
the companies.
But how much would you pay for a vaccine to not get a cold?
Right. The companies that would make it are the companies that also make most of their money from selling over the counter cold remedies.
Well, they can make money off the vaccine instead.
Not that much. Like, I don't know. Well, I think about that a lot. Like, just as how many things could we just cut down on with nuclear options for them, like a vaccine or whatever. But like, if you're overweight and GLP-1s might work for you, why is it? Because I just did this earlier. I wasn't even interested. I'm not getting one for myself, but I was just kind of curious. Like, have we gotten to the point now where if I went and I wanted a GLP-1, like Wegovy or Zepbound, could I just get it through my insurance? And then like, why wouldn't insurance cover that? It makes sense that insurance would cover that because losing weight cuts down on so many other problems that cost them so much money. And I went and we have United Healthcare and plugged it into the specific plan that we have. Not Zepbound, not Wegovy. And I was like, that's just stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. The math must, they must still make more money. The money must work out.
Yeah.
Because you're right. They offer a discount if you don't smoke.
Yeah.
Because of the health problems associated with smoking and they and what they don't have to pay out in claims.
You would think they would be giving it to us if it.
Right.
It, I mean, I'm not saying it has worked for everybody, but man, when we've talked about those things before, the Ozempics and the Wegovys and Zepbounds, it's constant people texting and calling us saying, oh, no, I lost 50 pounds and lost a ton of weight in there. So it obviously is working for some people. I don't know. Maybe
because
it's newer.
We also could get into like the socioeconomics of the fact that it is the lower income people who eat worse because of food deserts and because like they'll get McDonald's because it's a treat. You know, it's a treat that they can afford.
Yeah.
And so all you're doing then is perpetuating the problem of obesity because obesity amongst lower income people, but we don't have to get into that. I would pay $5,000 for a shot, even like for 10 years to not get a sore throat
or
the drippy.
I could honestly, I don't care about a stuffed nose. Like I can get Afrin. That's no big deal.
Right.
That'll clear it up. I mean, I might have to take it a couple times a day, but that's fine. I agree with you. If it was a shot that just said you're never getting a sore throat again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even care. We're like, okay, what Bill Gates microchips are in this? I don't care. Yeah. Like, oh, they're going to be tracking me in my, what, on my way to work? I don't care. Like they're going to hear all my conversations and read my thoughts. I don't care. I don't want sore throats. That's the thing.
Yeah. Give me a vaccine. Give me a patch, whatever you need to put in me, you know, like, we figured out a way to, you know, insert something into a female's body so that it's birth control for 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like we figured some of this stuff out. Give me something that I can do one time to not. I struggle more with the stuffy nose. I know you don't mind that as much, but I don't like my head being full because then it gives me a headache. It's all the other stuff. But the sore throat is absolutely the worst part of that. Give me something like for 10 years and I'll name your price.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I
because it stinks, especially for what we do.
The sore throat is what drives me crazy.
Yeah, it's
for
awful.
What we do. Yeah.
So anyway, I
was terrified last week when I had a mm-hmm. little bit of congestion.
I know you were starting to get it last week.
That I was going to have a sore throat. Like yeah. That was what worried me more than anything. I don't care yep. if I have a fever. I don't care if I am puking. I don't care. So long as my throat doesn't, because it's just this nonstop constant pain, and I am yeah. a gigantic baby, and I can't handle it. I can't handle like the mm-hmm. injustice of it. Like, what did I do? Why?
In the grand scheme of maladies, I'd rather be puking than anything else.
Yeah.
Because at least there's an end to that in sight. Like, you're not going to do that for a week. You're going to do that until your body rids itself of whatever the problem is. That's usually a short-term thing. But my pediatrician friend reiterated to me over and over and over about fluids, which I always thought was stupid. I always thought that was something doctors just tell you. And she's like, no, you're losing electrolytes. You need to replace electrolytes.
So you just need to drink Pedialyte. And then,
so, yeah.
So fluids. Here's the reason why the common cold doesn't have a vaccine. There's okay. 150 plus types of rhinovirus. So that's okay. what a cold is rhinovirus. Plus coronaviruses, adenoviruses, parainfluenza, metapneumovirus, whatever. A single pathogen vaccine can't cover that.
But the flu vaccine every year.
Yes.
For the same reason, because there are different kinds of flu there's yep. different kinds of flu. Year to year, it's maybe 50% effective. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a 50% less chance then.
I don't want to come off as anti-vax, because I'm certainly not, but I have never once gotten the flu vaccine. Like, no,
I get it every year.
I've never gotten it, and I don't get the flu. But here's my secret to not getting the flu. I'm antisocial, so I just yeah. don't homebody like people.
Well, you go
and
out.
Katie and I go out. Like, yeah, I'm not
in public.
I'm not out, like, you know, bumping fists with the common man.
You have kids that go to schools. How do you not get sick from the little germ factories that are schools?
Fortunate, neither one of my kids has ever had the flu.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. Mm-hmm. I think schools are a lot better about, like, if you are remotely sick, stay home.
Yeah.
Like, because I've had to do that several times. Well, you know that within the last week.
Yeah.
Finn, if he gets post nasal drip, he'll throw up. So yeah. if that's the rule, if you throw up, doesn't matter if you're at home, doesn't matter if you're at school, but if you throw up, you have to stay home for 24 hours. So it's maybe they're just more hardcore about that.
And that's fine. If that keeps other kids from getting sick and yep. missing school, I'm okay with that.
All right. So somebody said Mucinex D from the pharmacy is the nuclear option that they use.
Mucinex D.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody
said they got Ozempic for diabetes. It's crazy. Yeah. I got real sad and gained a lot of weight. Now I'm down 193 from 250. Congratulations.
So I just have to diabetes first.
All right. So here's my thing. I just need to start just scooping
gaining
sugar.
Gaining a bunch of weight.
I just, need to just start chugging sugar. And then there we go. I'm 30 pounds, 30 pounds away from that. So I can get there. There are multiple viruses that cause the cold. Somebody basically reiterating what I was saying earlier. Somebody said their nuclear option is zinc. 50 milligrams of zinc, which is the max daily allowance. Vitamin C, lots and lots. Who cares what the suggested dosage is? Just triple it. And lots of sunshine.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D and vitamin C. Vitamin D is actually, I discovered this is really good if you have a sunburn. If you get a sunburn and you just take like a handful of vitamin, and don't take my medical advice, guys. I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
okay?
He's not a I'm medical not, professional.
Right. This is me give. If you go, well, the guy on the radio did it. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just know mm-hmm. that this works. If you just take a crap load of vitamin D, it helps with sunburns. Mm-hmm. It makes them clear up like overnight.
Interesting.
Yeah. Vitamin D and ibuprofen.
Okay. Yeah. I have heard the zinc thing a lot. I don't like that that taste of metal in my mouth.
Mm-mm.
But Zicam comes in a gummy form and I can handle that because I'm a child. So I do the grape Zicam.
People are talking about dumb things they've done to throw out their back.
Oh,
like, you said you can throw out your back just taking a weird step.
I mean, I don't know what I did right before I got in the shower this morning.
Yeah.
Like, was I getting undressed? Did I somehow pull something and taking pajamas off? I don't know what the hell I did.
I the worst my back ever was in Florida. We went around Tampa the day before, and I had Henry when he was like two or three years old. I had him up on my shoulders the entire day.
Oh yeah.
And he was up and it was fun. It was great. And then the next day he and Katie and my mom went back to St. Louis for a trip. Mm-hmm. And they've gone. I took a nap. I woke up, I stretched, and something popped in my back and it felt like somebody came and stabbed me.
Oh yeah.
And I couldn't breathe. Like it hurt so much. And then I was trying, it was like contracting. And between the contractions, I was calling work, trying to explain to them, I couldn't come in. And I was like waiting. It was horrible. But I don't know if I've done anything dumb to throw up my back. It's just been.
It's just living your life every day. Like
I have
putting
done
your feet on the floor after getting out of bed.
Logan, I have done something so stupid to throw out my back.
What'd you do?
Let's be clear. Logan, how old are you?
I am 27 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had no problems with my back at all. Until about 2 years ago, my wife and I were on vacation with a big group of friends of ours, and we decided after we had been drinking since, I don't know, roughly 9 a.m., you know, just sitting in the pool or on the beach all day at this exotic resort in Costa Rica, hey, let's go down the slide. Let's go down the water slides. Oh, children's water slides, mind you.
Yeah.
So we get up there and there's no lifeguard present, right? Nobody's throwing rules around at this point. So we're just doing whatever we want. So we go down four or five times and all kinds of different methods. And we decide, myself and two of my other buddies, who are both bigger guys than I am, decide we're going to stagger start. One person goes down, wait about 2 seconds. Another person goes down, wait another couple seconds. The other person goes down. Starting from the lightest person to the heaviest person. So that way, because they have more weight, they'll gain more speed and catch up to me in the slide. And we'll all exit the slide and hit the pool at the same time.
Yeah.
Great thought process by three grown adult men who'd been drinking all day.
Yes, that's
so we start down the slide. None of what we wanted to have happen happened. I hit the water first and I, you know, hit the pool and it's like 3 feet deep, right? So I hit the water and I pop back up to get my head out of the water because I don't want to sit underwater in this nasty little cavern of children's liquids that's been fermenting in this pool all day. And as I'm coming up, my other buddy exits the slide. And as I'm trying to stand up, he puts 230 pounds of humanity right onto my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I felt my lower back just tighten in a way I have never felt. I had to army crawl out of this children's pool because I couldn't put any. For a brief moment, I thought I was paralyzed. I thought it was over. I thought I was going to need a colostomy bag for the rest of my existence.
Oh, my.
And
hold on. There's a huge difference between being paralyzed and needing a colostomy bag.
Fair point.
What did you think you did to your colon?
I thought I did all kinds of stuff.
I thought my vertebrae went through my lower intestine.
I was in full-blown panic mode at that point. None of the thought processes that were going through my head made any sense.
Sure.
But I just remember laying there, like, just not screaming, but just panting in a way that was just questioning my existence. And this guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, buddy, are you okay? And the only thing that I could think to say to that man in that moment was, my wife's going to be pissed. That's all I had for him. And I still had problems with it. My nephew hit me in the back 2 or 3 weeks ago. I've got a little 6-year-old nephew.
Yeah.
Hit me in the brought me to my knees. Yeah. I mean, just full-blown collapse mode again.
Well, welcome to your 40s
it's
there,
great.
Logan.
Yeah, at 27.
There you go, 27.
Enjoy.
Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about Steve Howe, the Johnson County District Attorney, calling a presser about a shooting that happened in June. And also, if you work for the IRS, no, you don't. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, No big contrast. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome in. Phone number 913-586-7798. Coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon, the Johnson County DA, Steve Howe, has scheduled a news conference to talk about, and my assumption is, announce whether charges will be filed in connection to a police shooting of a man back in June. If you don't remember the story, this was in the, 12,400 block of West 90th Terrace. This was at 3 a.m. Lenexa police went out on the report of a person armed with a gun. Shots were fired by at least one police officer in that incident. No police were injured, but police shot and killed a man there. And we know the name of the people. We know a little bit more about what happened there, but we never knew if charges were going to be filed. That's my assumption about why there's a news conference today. Yeah. He's not saying that's why, but that's the part that we don't know. Is whether any officers were going to be charged. And I don't have a guess on which way this is going to go.
I no idea. Or they're saying they investigated and found that there was nothing worth charging.
Right.
I don't know that you would announce you're having a press conference to say you're not charging anybody, but you never know. So I don't remember that much about that incident.
I don't either.
So
and it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. Whether there was some controversy spun up around it, I can't even find a lot of details about it as far as the reporting is concerned. So very interested to see what he's going to say about that, because honestly, I didn't even know it was a controversy.
And maybe it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just Steve Howe is pretty diligent as a DA and tends to do a pretty good job with news conferences and keeping the public informed. And just it was a 25-year-old man from Grandview. Jose Chacon had parked in a vehicle near the Complex Pool Clubhouse. And at the time, police said during the encounter with that individual, at least one Lenexa officer discharged their firearm and hit the individual, and that 25-year-old man died at a hospital. Yeah, we never learned any more detail about it. We never learned why he was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why a guy from Grandview was all the way out in Lenexa.
Friends, I'm assuming.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Sometimes there's a guy from Overland Park who lives in Grandview's house until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. But we just never learned the circumstances around it, and you can't ask him. So, other than knowing that there was an encounter and at least one Lenexa officer discharged their firearm, we don't know why. We don't know why the Lenexa officer fired.
Yeah.
So,
here's some more details. The ACLU of Kansas and the family have been pressing Lenexa PD to release body cam footage. They've said they've received few details. The ACLU and the family have background. So just generally how Johnson County handles these cases. If there's an officer involved incident or CIIT, it's a countywide multi-agency model meant to avoid departments investigating themselves.
Right.
So
that's common.
Yeah.
Usually also, and I don't know if it happened in this case, but also standard practice for that officer to be put on paid administrative leave.
Right.
While the investigation continues. But all we knew from the media reporting is that police were called out on the report of a person armed with a gun. Did that person show the gun, threaten to fire the gun? Did that person not obey commands? That's often what it is that they have the gun up in the air, aimed at police officers or aimed somewhere, and they ignore commands.
Was it actually a gun? There have been times where people have been shot because the officers thought they had a gun, and they didn't.
Right.
It could be any number of things. And the ACLU and the family have been pressing for more information on this. Maybe that's what this is about. I don't know.
So two o'clock.
Yeah. So I guess is also the question, what standard does Kansas law use for deadly force? And did the facts meet it? That's what if we carry this press conference at all or just report on it later, that's the question that needs to be answered. Was that standard met?
I don't know I don't know exactly what the law says, but usually when we see the pattern of cases where officers fire their guns, there is a low threshold for police to have to meet in terms of feeling like their safety is in danger.
Right.
And very often all that requires is the presence of a gun. I mean, somebody who has a gun and refuses either points it at police or refuses a command to put it down. At that point, if an officer feels like his or her life is in danger, you're entitled to protect yourself.
And I think most people would agree with them having that right.
Yeah.
That if it met that standard. And so I don't know. I mean, we've had two cases over the last week where, I mean, this would be the second one, but the other one was in Raytown with the shooting, and the police said, or the DA said there, like, we're not charging anybody because this met the standard for deadly use of force. The guy wasn't listening. He said he had explosives. He was going to his car. And just because he had fireworks in his car doesn't change the fact that he had explosives in the car.
Right.
So, you know, I'm assuming we'll find out a lot more details from Steve at 11. So coming up, we're going to talk about furloughed IRS employees.
And we have a lot of them.
We have a lot of IRS employees in the Kansas City area.
Big IRS office here.
46% of its workers will be furloughed. What is this, like what we were talking about yesterday, where it's like different terms for being fired, different terms for being laid off? Furlough just means you're basically temporarily laid off, right?
Right. Okay. With the plan to come back.
Yeah.
Your job is not being cut. It just for right now. It's usually for a limited amount of time. Usually a furlough is for weeks.
Right.
And that's it.
But we'll see, because this thing doesn't look like it's coming to a head anytime soon. We'll talk about that coming up. Your tax is going to get better? You owe money? Maybe. You don't have to worry about it. We'll talk about that on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Not talked much about the government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
It is not.
It's heavy politics. We do local politics. Yeah, but
it is.
This does affect people locally.
And we'll end up talking about it more probably for that reason, because mm-hmm. it's going to start affecting government employees more, like the TSA. We've already heard a lot of people that are struggling, that are going to airports trying to check in for their flights. TSA workers are government employees. They don't like not being paid, and so they're calling in sick to work. And that is leading to... It's not like we had the most predictable flying system anyway in the last couple of years.
Just over the last year, how many crashes do we have?
And shortage of pilots and shortage of flight attendants.
Planes running into each other on the runways. Yeah.
Yeah. So this isn't going to help. But now we're going to talk about this for a minute because of the IRS. And if you work for the IRS, because we have a really big IRS center here that we've talked about before, feel free to call in and tell us what you've heard, because the IRS, there's a contingency plan that goes into effect today that, because of the government shutdown, the IRS has announced it will furlough nearly half, 46% of its workers.
Wow.
Holy cow.
So how does that affect not only obviously people who work for the IRS here, but how does that affect the general way the system works? Because I know a lot of people will hear this, and I was on Reddit looking at a version of the story earlier, because, and I like Reddit, but they tend to be very communist isn't the right word, but it is very like anti anybody making over five figures is just a monster on Reddit. And they're like, well, this is obviously done to help out the rich, because then there'll be nobody to audit their tax returns. And I would like to point this out, that if you think that rich people are the ones getting audited the most, you're wrong.
Right.
It's the vast majority of people who get audited are making not much money at all. Like it's gig workers. It's if you miss a 1099, then they'll fine you for that. They'll audit you for that. It's small business owners.
Yeah. Anything that would get their attention.
Anything that would
that's
get
out
their
of
attention.
The ordinary a little bit.
Right. If you're making money in a bunch of different ways, then they will audit you. And that is typically not like a CEO who has an accountant to do his taxes for him and knows that, okay, well, then everything's in order. There you go. So it doesn't help out rich people doing this. It might give you some relief, though, if you are an Uber driver and, you know, you're under audit right now. I guess that gets delayed. I don't know.
Here's what I need someone to explain to me, especially if you work for the IRS right now, because this is not the height of tax season. And the IRS is busy not just when you are filing your income tax returns, but this is not tax season. So what is the IRS busy with right now? Like, is this a good time of year for this to happen? Because at least it's not January.
I mean, it is a time of the year that a lot of, if you file quarterly, then...
So they're processing payments.
Processing
like
payments, yeah.
Yes, I file quarterly.
Right, so filing, anybody who files quarterly, I guess. The only other thing I think of is if they were in the middle of auditing somebody, then they have to be like, okay, well, that'll hold off. I don't know if you're being
anybody
audited.
Anybody who filed for an extension?
Yeah, I guess
if you filed
so.
For an extension, how long is that? 6 months?
6 months, yeah.
Okay, so those would be coming in now.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, those would be due soon.
I don't like the fact, can I just say this? And we had somebody text in as an IRS employee, and they're 100% right, and I was thinking about this earlier. The fact that it's furloughed means that they're going to try to claim that they don't have to repay them because you're not working. So we don't have to repay you for the work that you're not doing. You know what I mean? I don't like that. That is, if you're going to do this, keep them working and then pay them back once the government's up and running again. But right now with the furlough, they're basically saying, yeah, you're not getting paid for that time off.
The story that I have says the notice to workers says furloughed workers and those who remain on the job will receive back pay once the shutdown ends. So here's where it got confusing, and we don't need to get into the politics of it, but here's where it got confusing.
Mm-hmm.
The administration on Tuesday made some noise about no guaranteed back pay for federal workers affected by the government shutdown. I can't remember what year the law was passed. I can't remember if it was 2009 or 2019. But there's a federal law that says government workers that are not needed during the government shutdown get back pay, or that are needed, that still work during the government shutdown but aren't paid, do get back pay. I don't know why the administration would say that.
Right.
And we can look up the law, but they do get back pay for it.
What if they, even if they are not going into the office every day, even if they're...
That I don't know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And that's what the person, that the texter was saying, is like if you're furloughed, then you don't get paid because the only reason you get back pay is for actually working.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's... extensions are due on October 16th.
So this is not a good time for this.
Not great.
And I don't know how many of those workers are in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect we're going to be finding out today because those people are going to be very loud online.
Yeah.
To talk about that.
I cannot believe that Congress gets paid during shutdowns.
Indeed they do.
The people responsible for the shutdown get paid during the shutdown. This is like if you set your own business on fire, being able to still get the insurance money for it.
Yeah.
They get paid during the shutdown. They're responsible for it. And weirdly, there's no resolution.
There's no motivation for them to figure it out and end it because they're still being paid.
They're doing, and not that I'm not saying this isn't important, but they're you know, doing hearings on the Epstein stuff and Comey and all that. No, that's more important than making sure that all these IRS employees are going back to work. That's more important than making sure the flights are going up into the air and that we have enough air traffic controllers. That's obviously more important.
Yeah, and keep in mind, earlier this year, the IRS laid off a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So it's not like they were abundant in staff to begin with. Remember, we're going to go paperless. And so that's going to get rid of a bunch of workers who just dealt with the paper.
Yeah.
So at the end of last year, the IRS had about 100,000 workers. Right now, that number's around 75,000. And about half of them are going to be furloughed.
Yikes.
For an unknown period of time.
Mm. All right. 913-586-7798. If you work at the IRS or have any information on that, the whole furloughed thing, if you're still going to get paid, love to hear from you. 913-586-7798, because it seems like just a weird way to get around it. And it also, it's just a devastating thing to your self-esteem.
I feel like it's
bad enough when I've worked jobs where they'd be like, we never really needed you. So just go. That happens. Yeah. But like, if you work at the IRS, you work at a job, you know, people hate you. Like you're working at a job. You're the librarian going shh to the entire country. But the shh is, hey, give us all your money. People hate you. You know that. But one thing that you can rely on is like, if it wasn't for me, and my job is important because if it wasn't for me, the country wouldn't run. And now the government's like, you're not, never were that important. No. Yep.
So this is, I have a little bit of the breakdown of who's going to be furloughed.
Okay.
Call center employees. Great. So if you need help, You're not going to get that. If you need help in the next week as you finish taxes before the extension deadline, you are not going to get that. IT workers, we need those because computers break. And most headquarters staff will be sent home, mm-hmm. according to the statement. Employees assigned to carry out the tax and spending law that the president signed in July will keep working.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. That law does say that they're legally guaranteed retroactive pay once funding resumes, whether they're furloughed.
It was a 2019 law.
Yeah, the 2019 law. So they will get paid. So the person texting in, I guess, was freaking out. But you're guaranteed back pay.
But that doesn't help if you're, I mean, we don't know how long the shutdown is going to go on. And that doesn't help if your mortgage is due.
If you're living paycheck.
Yeah.
Like 80% of the country living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, you know all those numbers that we give people about not having an emergency stash, emergency savings, couldn't cover a $500 emergency bill.
Mm-hmm.
What if your car payment's, you know, $500 a month? What if you have a major bill that's due in the middle of the month? What if this drags on past November 1st when mortgage and rent payments are due? A promise for back pay doesn't cover that. My mm-hmm. bank isn't going to care about that.
Just thinking about how ironic it would be if a lot of these IRS workers end up doing gig working, end up going and doing Uber and mm-hmm. Uber Eats and, I don't know, Patreon or OnlyFans or something like that. Just like the side gig work. And then they're like, oh, man, my taxes are a mess when I do this now. God almighty. 913-586-7778. We got some texts on this, so we'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
It is today that the IRS is set to begin to furlough 46% of IRS employees. To give you an idea, we have about 75,000.
Yeah.
So 40,000-ish are going to be laid off.
Or
furloughed.
Yeah,
Whatever verb you want to use.
And that's,
temporarily, although we don't know how long.
That's just doing the exact math. I mean, it could be all of them. It could be none of them. I mean, it's just across the country. So who knows how many locally will be. But definitely it seems like it's going to have a huge impact on people who work at the IRS. A lot of people on the text line are saying that they've seen reports that the White House and the government are trying to find ways to get around paying back pay, despite the fact that they signed a law.
Oh, great.
In 2019, guaranteeing back pay for workers.
Boy, that's a good way to win re-election.
From what I've read, that's on from Axios, that there was a memo and the government executive noted OMB even deleted a line in its guidance that referenced back pay guarantee. So who knows? I mean, I would like to think that they wouldn't do that, but I haven't. If there was a gambling site on whether they'll mm-hmm. try to get around paying back pay to people, I would bet heavily on they're not going to try to pay. It's a executive who has demonstrably and historically not paid people. So I don't really think that if it's just because it's a law doesn't mean that it's going to happen. Even if it's a law he signed, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
And again, I just wonder if you work for the federal government, because we go through this every year, do you keep an emergency fund because you know this could happen every year? Because again, we don't know how long this is going to go on. What if it goes on for another month?
Yeah.
And everybody's mortgage payments are hitting, or auto insurance. Like, I pay my auto insurance every 6 months. What if your auto insurance hits? What if all those payments start to hit? And even if you get back pay, that's not going to, do you just charge everything on a credit card? Mm-hmm. And then when you get your back pay, you pay it all off. Again, that works for a lot of people. That doesn't work for your rent or your mortgage.
Right.
Is it just the reality of working for the federal government?
I mean, my parents rented an apartment out to Air Force personnel. Mm-hmm. They had an apartment that was attached to their house, and we lived near Air Force Base. So that was a great customer base to go through. I know that my parents would have floated them and like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, after I'm sure when things are back up, we'll just, you know, keep tabs on this. We're not going to evict you. But I don't think that would be true of everybody. If you rent from like a major corporation or a venture capital firm, they're going to be like, no, you owe us. If you don't pay, get out. So I don't know. By the way, just for clarification, that Axios report was later clarified. They said, oh, we just accidentally deleted a line that we're still planning on paying back pay.
Okay.
So they
I'm
said
glad it's clear.
Yeah, but the memo is deleted, but their clear. Words are different. So that's that's right. The important thing. Coming up, we are going to be talking about, well, the government shutdown causing delays with air traffic controllers because they're calling out sick. Where is your sense of patriotism? Where is your sense of duty?
In my bank account.
Talk about that next at midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.